Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. While planted acres of wheat are substantially lower across the state, there is still quite a bit planted in our area. One of the biggest knocks on wheat is the multitude of pest issues that can cause problems. The most obvious for our area tends to be fungal diseases, but an old wheat adversary is rearing its ugly head this year, the Hessian fly. This week we will hear from Jeff Whitworth, K-State Research and Extension entomologist, as he talks about the presence of Hessian fly this year. First, Jeff describes the insect itself and why it could be an issue this year.
The Hessian fly is a very small, tiny, gnat-like insect as an adult. I mean, the temperatures this fall allowed them to have two or three generations. A lot of the plants now are showing what look like drought stress or winter grain mite stress plants, but you need to get out and look in those spots because a lot of those now are showing up as being infested with Hessian fly.
Next, Dr. Whitworth discusses how a producer may scout for this pest, specifically looking for the flax seed pupal stage.
If you pull the plants up, start peeling the leaf sheath back, you'll see the flax seed of the Hessian fly. The flax seed is a little mahogany or brownish colored and looks like a seed, and that's the pupal stage or the puparium of the Hessian fly. That's how they overwinter and that's how they oversummer. You got to be careful because as you peel away that leaf sheet, they'll fall out sometimes. But I always do it over a white sheet of paper or Kleenex or something like that. So if they do fall, you can see them. That's how you know if it's Hessian fly or not.
Finally, Jeff discusses the damage that he has seen and the difficult management decisions that producers face.
We are seeing a lot of dying or dead tillers because of Hessian flies. Those tillers are probably not going to recover. Now, some varieties are better than others at, you know, putting out new tillers as the tiller dies. But what we're going to have, and we'll have to see what the weather's going to do, what we're going to have is a pretty good, healthy population of Hessian flies going into the spring. A lot of the consultants and the growers that I've been talking to are trying to determine whether they want to destroy the wheat that's out there now and plant a spring crop. In my opinion, if you have about a 50% infestation of Hessian fly, it's not going to get any better. You're just going to get more and more Hessian flies, and they're going to impact that wheat more. So that's why you need to get out and look and make sure if you have a yellowing spot in your field or a spot where it looks like the plants are stressed, get out and look and see what's causing that.
That was K-State Research and Extension entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing the potential impacts of Hessian fly across the state. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.